Shabbos, Parshas Bishalach, comes always around the time of Tu B'Shvat, Bo Bayom, or in that time. So we'll try to see if we can find connections, idea, in the Parsha, Bishalach, and Tu B'Shvat. The Torah tells us, "Vehi b'shalach paro asa'am, v'lonacham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki korov hu." Whereas Klal Yisrael didn't go directly into Eretz Yisrael, the short route, because korov hu, Rashi says, it's easy to go back to Mitzrayim. But if they'll go more circuitous, then it won't be so easy. If something gets a little difficult, they want to go back. We don't want them to be so, make it so easy for them to go back to Mitzrayim. And then it mentions that they took Atzmos Yosef with them when they were leaving. They were leaving Mitzrayim. So it says, "Vayasev Elokim." Right, the pasuk Yudches. Esa'am derech hamidbar. Vayasev. What does Vayasev mean? They went in a sibuf, circuitous, right? Vayasev Elokim, not the straight path, but a circuitous path. So this way, if they would have regrets about leaving Mitzrayim, it wouldn't be so easy just to take that direct route back. It would be too easy to go back. You might end up back. So Hashem led them in a sibuv by Yasef. Now there's a very interesting Medrash Rabbah on page 4.
That
a person, the Seder night, even a poor person, you should make sure that he is able to recline and he has his matzah and his dalat kosis, etc. So from the pasuk Vayasev Elokim, Vidarshin lo yochal cheyesef. Now, if you look at the Medrash Mavur, it says Vayasev Elokim asa'am behesiba hekef uvematzah anon yakovah. That's Hashem basically put them, surrounded them with an anonei hakavod, so it made them comfortable for them. Just like a person who is reclining is comfortable. But in essence, if you look at the pasuk, it's very strange, because the two things that, you know, it's a similar word, vayasev elokim and acheyesev, but it's really opposites, as we'll see the Sadma Rebbe point out. Because vayasev means to recline. You're in one place, you're stationary, you're reclining. Vayasev Elokim means just the opposite. You're not reclining. You're going in a circuitous path. So it's a little strange that the words Vayasev Elokim of the Pasuk is put together by Chazal with the Mishnah of Afilo Ani Sheb Yisrael Lo Yochal Acheyesev. So we have to understand what that is. So let's look in the Mechilta. The Mechilta says, "Lo haviyah HaKadosh Baruch Hu derech pshuta l'Eretz Yisrael." Right, Hashem didn't tell them, bring them in straight, derech pshuta. Now, if you'd ask me, why is that? The Pasuk says why. It's not necessary to have any explanations. The Pasuk says because if they're going to go Derech Pshuta, they might have a little hardship in the way, and then it'll be just easy to put the car in reverse, go back. So they had to go circuitous. So even if there's difficulty, they're still not going to want to go back because it's too much of a tircha to go back. But the Mechilta says something different. And we have to understand, why is the Mechilta giving an explanation if the Pasuk already gave a different explanation? So says the Mechilta, Lo haviyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu derech pshuta al Yisrael al derech hamidbar, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im ani mevi achshav Yisrael eretz miyad machzikim odem besadeim, ועודם בקרמו, והם בטלים מן התורה. אל במדבר שהיו אוכל למון ושוסים מהבאר, והתורה נבלזת בגופן, וכאן רב שמעון אומר, לא נדנה תורה לדרוש על אוכל למון. Very simple. A whole new pshat. You know, he says like this. If they would go into Eretz Israel right away, so once you're in Eretz Israel, you got to start working the land, and you got to start doing things, and Hashem didn't want that to happen right away. He wanted that there should be a time in life where basically they're going to sit and learn. They're going to have like a kola lifestyle before they go into Eretz Yisrael. He wants them to go to Eretz Yisrael. He's not saying that they should always stay in the Midbar. But he doesn't want them to go into the Midbar, into Eretz Yisrael right away. So if it would be a simple route, they would go in right away, and then they would be osek in planting and other things. They wouldn't be osek in learning right away. So Hashem says, I have to bring them in a circuitous route. So this way, if I put them, I bring them in a circuitous route, so there's going to be, it's going to take time. And I think that time is something that is important for them. Because even though ultimately I do want them to be engaging in the land and working Eretz Yisrael, but I also want that there should be what? That there should be a time in their life where they would just be in the Midbar. And I don't want that time to be just cut away. I want that time in their life where they're sitting and learning to be an important part of their lives, and that will be a stepping stone for future. But if they just go in right away, then they're going to miss out on that. Now the question that Satmar Rebbe raises is very nice mechilta, but why? Look on page 15 from the Sefer Beirach Moshe of the previous Satmar Rebbe. Mechilta v'lo nochem elokim, lama lo haviya makarish baruch hu derech pshuta la'eretz Yisrael al derech habidbar, ela karish baruch hu. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, מי נביא עכשיו ישראל לארץ, מיד מחזיקים אדם בשדה ואדם בכרמו, והם בטלים מן התורה. אז הקיפם במדבר ארבעים שנה, שיהיו אוכלים מן ושוסים מי באר. התורה נבלז בגוף. ויש להבין, למה שינה אז תמה ממה שאומר הכוסף? מחילתה is making a whole new thing. Why did he change the reason that's given in the Torah. The reason the Torah is because they might come back to Mitzrayim. So on page 16 he answers this question. And he says, "Zel kavonas akosu, lo nochem elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karavu, pen yinochem ha'on berosem mochom b'shom Mitzrayim." כי ילמולי היו נכנוסים מיד לארץ ישראל בדרך הקרובה, תרם זוכו שתבואו לתורה בגופן וליוס המולים בתורה, היו אומוס העולם יוצאים לקרוסם למוחמה בתיינה. So he says like this. He says like this. That it's not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that Klal Yisrael should be learning Torah before they go into Eretz Yisrael. But rather, this stage in the life of Klal Yisrael is a prerequisite for them to go into Eretz Yisrael. means that the pasuk is saying that I'm afraid you won't go into Eretz Yisrael if I take you directly. But the Mechilta is saying the same thing. It's that if we don't learn, we don't have this time in the Midbar to learn, then we're not right to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now, why is that? Why is that? So there's a famous Medrash in the Netana Debei Eliyahu. The Tana Debei Eliyahu on page 6 says, Amru Rebbe Tzedu, Ba'ot Shehoyu Yaakov Ve'esav B'mei Imon, Amr Yaakov Le'esav, Esav Achi, Shnei Achim Anachnu Lavinu, Shnei Olamos Yish Lefaneinu. In other words, there was some dialogue, however we, between Yaakov and Esav, whatever, however we could understand that, when they were inside the mother's womb, on page 6. So they said to each other, you know, we're two brothers, there are two worlds, there's Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is Achil Lishtia, etc. All physical things. Olam Haba is all the spiritual things. So they made a deal that Esav will get Olam Hazeh and Yaakov will get Olam Haba. And this way they won't be... So all the physical things in this world will go to Esav. And that's the pshat that Yaakov says, Mechra kayomes, mecharos chalik, shem shayinu omri bebetin. So Yaakov gets... And then the Medrash continues. Oh, so the question is like this. What right do we have to Eretz Yisrael? If already Eretz Yisrael is Olam Hazeh, Eretz Zavos Chalav Udvash. So what right do we have? What right do we have to Eretz Yisrael? If there was already a haluka made between Yaakov and Esav, and Yaakov and Esav decided that Esav will get Olam Hazeh, Yaakov will get Olam Haba. So what's our claim? How do we go into Eretz Yisrael? Oh. So the Chidah quotes the following. There is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara in Bava Metzia on page 10 says the following. We know there's a halacha. If somebody loses an object and the assumption is that he didn't give up on finding it, then you're mechuyev to return it to him. But what's the din? Hamatzil minzuto shalyam. Say, for example, somebody's on a boat, on a ship, and there's a big wind, and basically some of the material wealth on the boat went into the sea. So obviously the person who's the original owner gives up hope because it's gone, it's miyayish. But what if somebody is able to miraculously save it? So the Gemara is an unbelievable thing. If you can miraculously save it, you could keep it for yourself. Why? Because the other guy, what? Was miyayish already. The other guy was miyayish. So since he was miyayish, so, and you were able to retrieve something that someone else was miyayish, you could keep it. So the Chidah quotes from the Marash Frimo on page 8. From the bottom paragraph. that Chazal say, Shemayim v'aretz hayu tluyim v'omdim mekabalas haTorah. That really, you know why we get Olam Haza also? Ah, wasn't there a deal that Yaakov gets Olam Haba, Esav gets Olam Haza? So how do we even get Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he said that the world will only exist if the Torah is accepted. Right? If the Torah is accepted, then fine. If not, the world will go back what? To Tohu Vavohu. Right? That was the Tanah, Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi Reichul HaShamayim V'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he made a condition that if the Torah is accepted, then the world will remain. If the Torah is not accepted, then the world will go back into oblivion. Go back to Tohu Vavohu. Oh. So basically, the world, till Matan Torah, was in a very precarious state of being undone. So it's Ki'ilu, there was a threat of what? Like the Zuto Shalyam. There was the threat of the Zuto Shalyam. So Mimela, when Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah, what did they do? They saved the world. They saved the world. So just like if there's a threat that something is going to be totally destroyed and you're miyash, and then someone else saves it, so the one who saves it, he could keep it. So that is the same thing over here. That the reason why Klal Yisrael has a chelik also in Olam Hazeh, even though it was given to Esav, is because there was Yesh in Olam Hazeh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the world is dependent upon the acceptance of the Torah, and the rest of the world didn't accept the Torah. So Mimela, we saved the world's existence. So just like if there's a threat that something's going to be destroyed, and as a result you're miyayish, and someone was able to miraculously chap, then it's harei shalom. So that's why says the Chidov and the Rosh Vino that we get it. So that's pshat, says the Satmar Rebbe, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we spend the time in the Midbar before we go to the Eretz Yisrael. Because if we didn't spend that time in the Midbar, getting Torah inculcated in our bodies and in our persona, then in a chanami we have no right to it. Then we might as well what? Go back to Mitzrayim, like the Pasuk says. So that's what the Mechilta is. Mechilta is not going against the Pasuk. The Mechilta is explaining the Pasuk. Why should we not go back to Mitzrayim, go to Israel? Only if we have that prerequisite. And the prerequisite is that the Torah should be what? Nivla b'sochenu. And it's interesting that the B'nai Yisoschar says the same thing in a little bit different way. He says on page 11. He quotes the famous Or Chaim Hakadosh. There's the famous Or Chaim Hakadosh. We've said this before, but we'll see it again. And the Or Chaim Hakadosh says, what page? On page 12. Rav Chaim HaKadosh says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem. He only created it for 6 days at a time. After 6 days, the world should not exist anymore. And the only thing that keeps the world existing again and again and again is what? Shabbos. So as we keep Shabbos, that generates another 6 days to the world. And that's what it means, Ki sheshes yomim asa Hashem es haShamayim ves haAretz. And that's what he says here on page 11 and page 12. And that's why we become a shutof of Maaseh Bereishis. So says the B'nai Yisoschar on page 11, that's the pshat. What? That's the pshat. Also, why we get Olam Haza? Why do we get Olam Haza? Because without Shabbos, the world would what? Just like without Torah, the world would go go back to Tovavo. So we saved the world's existence, so therefore we get the chap. So too, without Shabbos, the world would go back to Tovavo. So the fact that we're keeping Shabbos, we're zocha fenachala below Mitzorim, we're zocha for all the onig Shabbos, because olam hazeh is for Esav, but we save the world. So this Rabosai is the first yisod that a person in his life has to always know that he's in this world, and the world continues existing only because of Klal Yisrael's Esek B'Torah, the original acceptance of the Torah, and our ongoing acceptance of the Torah, and our ongoing Shmir Shabbos. So when we say, the Pasuk says, Shoftim ki Adam Eitz HaSodah, that's, a common theme of Tu B'Shvat, that the Pasuk says that man, question how you read the Pasuk, but man is compared to a tree. It's because a tree, as we'll see, is something that gets constant yinika. It's constantly getting nutrients from the ground. And in order for us to maintain our status of Eretz Yisrael, is the more dovuk we are to the Torah, so then that means that we're keeping the world going, and therefore we're stopping the world from going back for Tovavo, and that strengthens our right to Olam Hazeh, and specifically to Eretz Yisrael. And the Sabbath Rebbe says another idea as well, and I think that also is an important yesod when it comes to our lives. There's a famous din in Yoredeya. Those that will learn Yoredeya or didn't learn Yoredeya, and that's the following. On page 19, it's Mark Subas. I didn't make the... it's called Devan. I didn't bracket it. I'm sorry. What did I? No. Gufa, yeah, I did. I bracketed. Yeah, I'm sorry, I did. Gufa Amar Rav Zeir, Kol Kavur There is. It's like this. Let me tell you what the halacha is. The halacha is, if there are, say, 9, 10 butcher stores in the community, and 9 are kosher and 1 is treif, and you find a piece of meat in the street. We don't practice this halach l'maisa, but in theory this would be the din. Then, when you find a piece of meat in the street, you don't know whether it's from the kosher or the treif butcher. Since there are more kosher butchers than treif butchers, so you can assume most of the rove that the meat is kosher. You can't figure out otherwise. But, say you went into the store. You went to the Mokum HaKvias. And you forgot which store you went into. Sometimes you go into the treif store to get meat for your dog or for your neighbor or whatever. Sometimes you don't go, and then you don't remember. So the suffix started from the mokum kavua. Then we say kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. That if the suffix is from you didn't just find the meat in the street. You found the meat from mokum kvias. So then, even though there are 9 butchers, 90% is kosher, not anything that's kavua, we consider it 50-50. And the yisod is, Rabosai, in life, so Bezer Shem, whatever you do, the things that you do in a kvias, that you do on a regular basis, like every morning you get up and you learn and then you go to work, if you do it kavua, so even though it's maybe 10% of your day, or it's not even, but since it's done ba'ofen kavua, we view that as ke'ilu, it's 50% of your day. That's the halacha. Kol kavua kemechza kemechza al mechza domi. So the Yisama Rebbe says that's the pshat. That when Klal Yisrael was in the midbar, so there was a chisaron, that they were wandering. They were wandering. Vayasev. They were going from here to here. So therefore, to make up for that yisod, for that chisaron, they Chazal u'masakim what? That in the Seder night, kulanu what? Mesubim. That we have to, in other words, in the Midbar, we weren't able to stay in one place. But to really be successful, you have to have a kvis. Like the Gemara says, if you want to be one person, be motzi another person in certain brachas, it's all if everyone is mesiv biyachat. And that, I think, is also part of the yisod of Adam Eitz HaSoda. In other words, Rav David Cohen once said, he said, Ashrei Tami Medarach, that's one madrega, but Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha is the highest madrega. Meaning, it's good to do things, go around, travel, do things, but the ultimate success is that we have a kvias. And we know we wake up a certain time every morning, we go to the minyan every morning, we learn this amount, we do things ba'ofen mesudur, ba'ofen kavua. So that is the ultimate Adam Eitz HaSoda. And that's, he quotes on the from the Bechor Shor, that's Pshat in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that kinus l'tzadikim hanala hem v'hanala olam. That when tzadikim are in one place, they're not wandering. So that we can attain our utmost success. So that's Rabosai, is what's being said over here. That before we went into Eretz Yisrael, we had to have a time in the Midbar. And that, Rabosai, represents the life that you have. Rav Golvichlo used to say, Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva Kerem Yavna, that the days that you were in the yeshiva, that's like the Midbar. That's like the month. You have opportunity to sit and learn, and even though you're not going to necessarily be in kolel your whole lives, but you need these years, these formative years of foundation to what? To make it strong, and then you could build. But if you don't have the years of foundation, then anything else, you'll see. Like we have a pleasure of having Mr. Saltpeter here, so he can tell you it took 4 years to build the Gluck Center. But what took so long? Because they had to make a foundation. There was the hard rock. If you don't once you have the foundation, then the building comes up like that. But when you have the years of foundation, then everything else goes quickly. So that's why they needed the years Fayasev Elokim. They needed the years to be in the Midbar. So what? So they could have those years of foundation. And then, as in the end here, the Lubavitcher Rebbe quotes here that the Adam Eitz HaSoda, that a person always, as we know, the Gemara in Brachas, I compare it to the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, what do you make an Eitz on? What do you make an Adama on? How do you know? An Eitz is on a tree, because the definition of a tree, it's there from year to year. The same tree is there in the same spot. The bush is gone. It's here. But the next year, it's a different bush. In other words, something that's on the tree, it's that same tree in the same spot, in the same kvias, year in and year out. That gives kol kavur kemechza al mechza, and that's what Klal Yisrael in the Midbar had those formative years of being able to learn Torah, and that ultimately saved the world. And that's why we have a right to Eretz Yisrael, and Shabbos saves the world, and that's why we have a right to Olam Haba. But whatever you do, you have to do it. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, Yehudi chayav liyos tamid mechuber al mokor chiyusam. You always have to have, even if you're not in yeshiva anymore, you should always feel that connection. You should always feel a connection, a relationship, that you can always have that original connection. But if you never made that connection originally, then there's nothing to fall back on. And these are the years you can make a relationship with a Rebbe, you can make a relationship with the Torah. These are the years you have to take most, because everything else you're going to do in life is going to be building on these years. So that's why Vayasev Lokim, they couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael right away, because then they would just be involved in their amassing, their Gashmias. They had to be in Eretz Yisrael first in the Midbar, and to spend those years in the Midbar without the daigas of Parnoso, Lo Nidna Torah, Lo Ochle Haman, everything was taken care of them, and then they were able to take on the next step, and that was going into Eretz Yisrael. But if you do it bekvias, and you'll read the Sama Rebbe has more on this. You do it bekvias, and whatever you do throughout life, it's kavua. The kavua is kemechsel mechsel. So Adam is Eitz HaSode, because the Eitz HaSode is always there. That same tree is there from year to year, constantly getting its nourishment, and it's kavua. And if you do something, you're learning, but you know every night you go to the Daf Yomi at 9 o'clock, or every night you do this, so that's kemechzal mechza, that gives it chashivas. Even if, in terms of the amount of time, it's not the rov of your day, but kal kavua kemechzal mechza, if you do something both in kavua, it has a status like 50%. Like 50% of the day. And that's the yisod that we learn here. Adam Eitz HaSode of Tu B'Shvat, of the Eitz HaSode of Klal Yisrael, getting ready to go into Eretz Yisrael.
Shabbos. Good Shabbos.